Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is well known that when Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was going to be put into the fire, Jibreel alayhi salam came and told him, I am at your service and ready to... Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, no, I do not need your help with anything. It is said that once a saint entered a masjid with the intention of staying for itikaf, he had no food or drink with him. The imam of the masjid advised him that as a poor person, it was better for him not to sit for itikaf. He should rather do some work to earn his daily food. The saint did not reply. The imam again said that he should go and earn for himself, but he remained silent. After the imam had again asked him to do so for the third and fourth time, the saint said, next to the masjid, there is a shop owned by a Jew. He has promised to send me 2 loaves of bread every day. The imam said, if he has promised to send you food, very good, you may stay for itikaf. The saint scolded the imam, saying, it would be far better if you did not lead the salah. How dare you lead the salah with such weak iman? You believe the promise made by a kafir Jew, but you put little trust in the promise made by Allah Ta'ala to provide rizq to all living things. We should try our best to keep in mind only Allah Ta'ala at all times, expecting His favors only. We should have full trust in Him and ask Him alone for help in all our needs. We should beg Him alone and should never ask any person for anything. Rather, we should not even think in our minds of asking for anything from anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. We should really believe that only Allah Ta'ala can benefit us or harm us. What we really need is a firm belief that the kings and the rich can do nothing unless Allah Ta'ala decides it so. SubhanAllah.